The stock market took investors on a wild ride last week, but like a roller coaster, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended up exactly where it started, almost. Now, different investors handled the gut-churning swings in very different ways. Some leapt out of their investments, and as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, many others just hung on for dear life.
Alexander Chapman was doing okay until Wednesday night.
I was watching CNBC, and they started talking about the problem with the financials and the market liquidity. And then they said, you know, this affects the money markets, too, because some of the money markets have these financial stocks in them. And I said, oh, I thought money markets were the safe place you could put your money.
So did almost everyone else. But last week, one money market fund told customers that each dollar they had invested was now worth only 97 cents. And that scared a lot of people. Chapman is a retired database and security consultant who lives in Washington, D.C. He lay awake that night until 4 a.m. Chapman couldn't wait for his broker's office to open so he could shift his holdings into safer government bonds.
I've got this view in my mind of a scene like It's From a Wonderful Life, you know, with Jimmy Stewart. Everybody down there with their papers in their hand demanding short-term treasuries.
Those crowds never materialized. By Thursday, the sense of crisis was beginning to ebb. But earlier in the week, Chapman's broker, Charles Schwab, was inundated with calls. Brian Lipps runs the Schwab branch on Washington's K Street.
People needed a lot of reassurance. We sort of did a lot of hand-holding around, you know, really the stability, not just of institutions, but of the whole system.
Lipps said retirees like Chapman just wanted a safe place to put their money. Many of the conversations went like this.
I don't want any money markets at all unless it's treasuries. So they just want nothing but treasuries. Or they just want to go to cash. No return, just cash. Bury it in the backyard. I mean, it's the same thing.
But other investors, young and old, brushed off the Dow's peaks and valleys. Virginia Parks works for a lobbying firm on Capitol Hill. I asked her if she'd been worried.
I don't think so. I'm so young right now that I'm just building a portfolio, so I really didn't have anything to lose.
Let me ask how old you are.
Sure, 23.
Okay, so you're not planning on retiring for?
With this market, maybe 60 years. I don't know.
I tend to review day-to-day events in the market as just so much entertainment.
That's Alan Bell. He retired more than a decade ago as a middle manager with United Parcel Service. He lives in Williamsburg, Virginia, and takes a long-term approach to investing. His portfolio was down 8% through June. I asked him if he'd changed his holdings.
Not this year.
Really? Why not?
I like what I'm holding. My tendency is to buy carefully and sell reluctantly, so I've got to have a compelling reason to look at something I've got and say I want something different. I may have that at the end of this quarter.
After Wall Street's gyrations last week, some investors were already thinking about switching from defense to offense. Gary Utz is a pilot with American Airlines. He's 38 years old.
I was tempted to go in and start buying some things today, but I haven't done that yet either. I'm going to kind of let the dust settle a little bit and take another look at it next week.
The New York Stock Exchange opens as usual at 9:30 tomorrow morning, and the thrill ride that has been the market starts all over again. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.